In 2008, when Barack Obama won the presidency and Democrats controlled the House and Senate, the Republican Party was declared dead. However, to the right of mainstream Republicans, a new movement arose, the Tea Party. The more conservative arm of that party also found some fans in Wyoming. David Cook has more from Cody.
Tea Party activist Joe Walker, who moved to Cody in 2009 from Portland, Oregon, because in her mind it had become too liberal.
You have to do something. People have to get educated. We have a responsibility to ourselves, to our nation, and to our children and our grandchildren and our descendants to do everything we can to protect, to rescue, and to protect our founding fathers' vision and our republic, because there's a huge slide. People don't like it, but there's a huge slide into socialism slash communism in this nation.
Walker did, in fact, find those of like mind in a large Tea Party movement in the Bighorn Basin. A person who shares in Walker's views and many others in the local Tea Party is one of its founders, Robin Berry of Cody.
When your representatives are not necessarily saying what you would have them to say or voting in the manner in which you would like to have them vote, all you can do is contact them. And the frustration levels of a lot of people at the same time, and I think a part of it was the mass spending that was going on, and just the feeling of helplessness that a lot of people banded together and said, okay, enough is enough. And there was not a Tea Party organizer in this area. There was a place to contact on the internet that if you were interested in becoming a part of this movement or this support, to put your name in the hat. And we did, and people started contacting us directly, and that's kind of how it snowballed from there.
Robin is also the wife of State Senate candidate Bob Berry, who is trying to replicate a string of Tea Party upsets throughout the nation and represent Tea Party views in the Wyoming Senate. Berry is running against longtime Cody Senator Hank Coe. Berry says there is certainly Tea Party interest in the Bighorn Basin.
Primarily, I started this and with the other folks that we started with because we saw government getting way too powerful, way too imperial, if you will, way too much like we had in 1776 with King George. And I think the movement in this basin, in this county, has been tremendous. The people are really irritated with their elected official.
In this year's primary, Tea Party members are represented in nearly every race in Park, Washakie, Hot Springs, and Bighorn counties. Another Tea Party candidate who is challenging a long-serving Republican is Rob DiLorenzo. DiLorenzo is challenging Republican House District 26 Representative Elaine Harvey from Lovell, who is seeking her sixth term. DiLorenzo echoes other Tea Party sentiments that their representatives are not conservative enough. He says a group of concerned citizens
gave me a call and wanted to meet with me to run. We're very concerned, and they asked me to do this. And they felt that District 26 needed a change, needed a more conservative Republican in the House in Cheyenne, and they asked me to do it.
Across the state, other conservative candidates are running against established Republicans. While they're not all members of the Tea Party, Berry is excited.
In 2010, 65 Tea Party types were elected to national office. I think it's going to be tremendous. I think it has been a real eye-opener to me even since I've been in this movement since 2009. The people that I have talked to that are just fed up and want a real change to basic principles that we grew up with. So I think it's going to be a tremendous impact nationally and particularly here in Park County.
The primary election is August 21st. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm David Cook in Cody.